What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph, and alongside me is...
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Brianna.
And this is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Brianna, how are you?
I am wonderful. Our child is back to school from spring break, but we had a really wonderful spring break with her. This is probably the first time I've really taken an entire week off, you know, from spring break. I would say, like, I know we planned trips and stuff like that, but it just felt kind of nice to just have the time off with you guys and just have some family time.
Yeah, no, it was nice, but we went on a little excursion to Madonna Inn. If people don't know, I don't know how many people know about that place.
Definitely check it out. There's rooms for everybody.
It's very gaudy and elaborate, and there's rooms that are like just like
you can find a room in a different type of theme. Like there's like Western themed rooms. There's really glamorous 1950s, 1940s, 1960s style rooms. There's like a little something for everybody.
Sure. But that was fun. And then we went to Universal Studios Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We took the world famous tour tram. Studio tour? What do they call it?
Studio tram.
Whatever they call it.
The tram ride.
Which was boring, but exciting, but boring.
Yeah. definitely. I think maybe the last time we went on it, I was like kind of thinking about that. I was like, hey, why didn't we go by the Psycho House? But I think they geared that up more towards Halloween time because we did it around Halloween time. And I remember for sure we went to the house.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little more thrilling when people are trying to jump out at you. But, you know.
I'm like, I would like to see that every time, but I know they have to like mix it up or whatever, but I thought it was cool. Like there was parts that our daughter liked, but also parts that she really didn't like. They were a little bored, a little scared at certain moments, but, all in all, it was a really good trip. Got to check out Mario World, which was amazing. Really want to go back and do all the interactive stuff. Yeah. It's definitely a lot smaller.
Anyways. Yeah. So it was a good trip.
Yeah, so I think she had a nice week off, and it is kind of nice with her being back in school because I just felt like we constantly were trying to find fun things to do.
Yeah, we were trying to.
Yeah, but it was good. So how are you, Christopher?
Doing fabulous. Hot off the presses, I'm doing fucking fabulous. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good that we stay local because we were going to go to Japan possibly for this spring break, but the timing didn't really work out. Because apparently in Japan right now, hot off the presses, a mysterious flesh-eating disease that kills around 30% of people who become infected is spreading rapidly around Japan.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
Whoa. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's only spreading. In Japan?
It kills 30% of the people. Yeah, well, I mean, that's where it's starting. But
so there's no other place.
Not that I see, but
like other places hiding out from us and saying that we don't know what you're talking about. Like all of our people are on lockdown, but we don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh, sure. No, well, not in this case, but the real interesting part is kind of where it infects.
Oh, no.
Because this old virus is an anus-eating virus.
How do you?
In the first
do I even want to ask how you get it? Is it have to be
from eating ass? Eating ass.
Can you imagine getting in your mouth from eating someone's ass?
In the first 2 months of 2024, some 378 cases streptococcal. Oh, that's already streptococcal toxic shock syndrome were detected in the country. Last year, it is believed there were 941 cases, which has caused concern that this year is set to surpass that number by some distance. So apparently it's been floating around. That ass-eating virus has been floating around. But now it's like the numbers in the first 2 months of 2024 that were just reported are really causing concern. STSS, which is the cute name for it, is caused by a more severe form of bacteria that causes streptococcal A. Does that strep A throat infection common in children? So apparently it's like, you know, the strep throat that these, but this one's... This one's down under.
Wait, common in children, like they're getting this in their butt?
Let's find out. Infections this year have been detected in all but two of Japan's 47 prefectures, raising eyebrows about how widespread the bacteria has become. The Japan Time reports that there are usually fewer than 200 cases per year of the most severe group A streptococcal disease. It's fun to say, though. Why is it so concerning about this particular spate, however, is that experts have admitted that they are currently none the wiser about what it is that's causing it. A National Institute of Infectious Disease spokesperson said, there's still many unknown factors. Where's the ass-eating part? According to the UK Health Security Agency, strep A is a bacteria that can grow in the throat or on the skin or the and in the anus and genitals and can cause a number of conditions that affect the skin and soft tissue.
So it's, I'm guessing for adults, it's the way that it's getting.
This one's for mommy and daddy.
Past, it's like I'm guessing if a parent that has it on their mouth from doing something with someone else, if a kid drinks, if a kid drinks out of their drink, or if they kiss their kid
if the birds fuck the bees and they use their mouth fucking, I don't know how.
You know, cervical cancer is the same thing. Like it's the, you know,
yeah, because there was a famous one of the celebrity actress who got,
has like genital warts and like you go down them, like you can get it in,
in the mouth,
which is like,
is that what this is?
And it could like kill you. Like it's really bad.
Yeah. I can't, no, it's cancerous. It's and this
really,
is
really bad.
Well, I mean, they say 30% death rate. That's a high number.
Yeah.
That's an incredibly high number. Cause if you put it in perspective of our most recent pandemic, that was what, at the beginning when people didn't really know how to treat it, it was like 3 to 4%, 5%, something like that. So this is 30%.
God.
So watch out. Aren't you glad we didn't go to Japan now?
I mean, yes and no. We weren't planning on eating ass. Yeah. But I don't know like how contagious it is if like touching something that somebody didn't wash their hands, it's saliva.
Is that what it is? It's not, can't be all like just pure ass eating. It's got to be like,
I touch something and then I wipe my ass, typically they don't wash their hands or they're touching handrails, and think about like the population in Japan, lots of people, right? Mm-hmm. So
packed,
you know,
in, if you're talking about like Tokyo and places like that. Yeah.
So like, ugh. That's so sad and so horrible. And, but is it, I have so many questions because I'm like, do you die like pretty quickly, or is it people that really just don't treat it properly?
Anus eating virus.
Like what are the, like what are the symptoms?
It's got to be the same. But when you get strep throat, that doesn't kill 30% of the population.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Like that's the kicker right there. Is that it's killing I must be more severe when it.
Yeah, but I want to know like the symptoms. Like what, how do you like,
it eats your ass.
But like,
not in the good way.
Like are there pimples? Are there, you know what I mean? Like what is, like is it just like kind of sensitive? Like
if you're a doctor, phone in. We're looking to hear your call. Like,
it doesn't say though.
Like, can we get
symptoms from it?
It doesn't say any symptoms. We got to get someone to explain this. We got to get a professional, medical professional to explain this. Yeah,
because I mean, let's be honest. Like if it's rapidly, you know, going through Japan, it's going to eventually come
here. It's going to get here. It's going to get here. But they said that there's already cases. Like why is it on?
Is there a cure?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think it's just waited out. What is a cure for strep throat?
You take antibiotics. This sounds way worse though.
It sounds awful. Penicillin, yeah, so it's antibiotics. But I wonder why.
But I think you have to get it in time. Like, remember when I had that client that came with MRSA?
Yeah.
And her, like, because MRSA, if you catch it in time, if you're like, oh, this is a weird bump on my arm, I'm going to go to the doctors. And they're like, it's MRSA. You're good.
It's
MRSA. But if you get to the point of where it's like oozing, and that's when it becomes really contagious, and you can get other people infected, you can. It could spread all over your body. For my client, she never went to the doctor, so it was spreading all over. And she had big bumps. Like, I felt one of them. And it was probably, like, the size, I would say, of, like, gosh. Like if you were to cut, like, a cutie in half, it was, like, this that bump, like, protruding from her stomach. Yeah. And she had them all over and didn't know that's what it was and had me touch it.
We're going to have so many. You touched it?
I touched. Not what like the I touched fuck? It like she didn't like lift up her shirt, but she like, you know. That's why do you think I fired her? I was like, and one of the girls that was working at our salon at the time had just had a baby. I was like, you could have like killed her infant. Like, because MRSA not only can kill adults, but like, can you imagine a baby, newborn?
Yeah.
That doesn't know how to fight off any type of virus or
doesn't
nothing.
Doesn't know how to fight anything. Baby
has no immune system, right?
Yeah.
Like, and just, yeah, I was so mad. And what's really weird is that person that had the baby or whatever still does her, she's an esthetician, and she still does her like skincare for her. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't. Like, no. I was like, she didn't even affect me, but just knowing that she could have and affected my people that I work with. Mm-mm.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So, you know, don't she came, remember I told you she came 2 weeks later and was like, you don't have any bumps on you, do you? And I was like, what? Like, no, why? She's like, well, I didn't realize that I had MRSA. And I had no idea what that was, you know, so long ago. And she's like, it's a flesh eating disease that, you know, so that's what this kind of sounds like, a hybrid of MRSA.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of nasty
anal
bugs.
MRSA.
Maybe this function of it is like, cause there's things that are, they were like for COVID-19, there was a COVID 1-18 that at least wasn't as we're not experts on it. So I don't know. There at least wasn't as like infectious, or it didn't spread as wide, but that one, the COVID-19, there's these bugs are getting bad and they're getting stronger. And they're the one thing is that you see strep throat. We Googled it. The treatment is amoxicillin and penicillin. Mm-hmm. These bugs are starting to become resistant to antibiotics and stuff like that because they're used to it. And that's why they say, unless you need to take antibiotics, don't take them, because these bugs are adapting to these antibiotics. Yeah. So it's a...
Remember when my mom used to just take antibiotics?
For everything. Like, for a common cold, she used to be like, antibiotics. I was
so
like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Because it's not even doing anything.
Yeah.
It's a virus. It's going to laugh at your antibiotics.
And it's not good for your stomach.
No, it's just not good all around to take. Especially, this might be a wild philosophy, but don't take medicine you don't need.
Yeah.
This is I'm going out on a limb. Hey, I know you're going to get excited about this, but I, changing the subject from ass eating to Antarctica, as seen in Antarctica. Did you see that? Apparently I saw that there's people who are looking at Google Maps in Antarctica looking for stuff. They're trying to see if they see, like, you know, secret German bases or whatever. Apparently they found these Google Maps sleuths, as the articles that demon, they found a massive door in Antarctica, they think. I could show you the picture and we'll try to
post it
online.
Is it like an old door, or is it like...
Looks like a military base door.
What?
That's what it looks like from the Google map pictures.
It also looks like a porta potty.
Well, they got to go somewhere.
Maybe both.
You can't go out in the cold, because that would...
Maybe it's a porta potty. They make you think that. And then there's another door on the other side of it. And you enter the base.
You think so? But do you think there's secret... Do you think there's secret bases in Antarctica?
There's some shit going
there's
on.
There's definitely science bases, but...
You know,
why
you
would
know
they build
my flat
there?
Earth person that I follow.
Oh God!
Like, it's all about like the Antarctica, Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
That's how they think they can prove that theory, because they say like Antarctica has like the place of where we can't reach, right? Like, we can't go past.
Because
yeah,
it's cold as shit.
But they're saying because that's like the barrier wall part of the barrier of the.
Also, because it's cold as shit.
Yeah. That's the main reason. It's just like the ocean. Like, we can't.
Yeah, it's like it's basically, it's as if when you're in Antarctica, it's as if you're on the, you might as well be on the fucking moon.
But I mean, for me,
at least there's breathable oxygen.
Well, there you
that's
go.
A benefit,
like,
if I was
a part of like SpaceX and NASA, like I definitely would be going to Antarctica and seeing because.
But
it
why?
Wasn't always frozen. Like, I would want to see it. Could, for me, like, I want to find our ancestors' ruins. I want to find, I don't know, there could be something.
There could be some fucking cool shit.
Yeah. That could be, you know, stuff that's in our history that was erased or forgotten, and just puzzling back the pieces. So I think, like, I'm really excited to see what they say about that, find out what that is.
Yeah, it looks like some are suggesting, obviously, like we mentioned, that it's an underground entrance to a base camp, while others said it's a storage facility for seeds. Okay. I don't know.
Why do they have that there, though?
I don't know why. I don't know why
we should have those all. I would say we should have those all over. Like, we should have that here in America. We should. We need to have that everywhere, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you mean? Steed facilities?
Like, yeah.
Just horses in a bunker? No, why would we need a seed? I mean, we already
have. Why do we need that? Like, if there was a natural disaster. There's an obvious answer,
but I'm curious on why you think.
Like, we would need to have, like, seeds of all the plants that we eat and all. Like, so in case there was a natural disaster, eventually we could rebuild.
Yeah.
You know? So have some nuclear strawberries. Yeah, it would be good to have, like, yeah, you know? Also have, like.
Strawberries would be big. It'd be really massive, probably.
You know, but all kinds of stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
Human DNA, animal DNA. It's like going back to like what they really say that Noah's Ark was. It wasn't like a bunch of cats and
what do they
tigers
say? What do
and
they
elephants.
Say? Who's they?
Oh, it was just like conspiracy theories. Like, no, the conspiracy theory is that it wasn't like what we think in the Bible where it's a giant ark with actual animals on it because they would kill each other. Even if they were in like, especially if they were in like wood, they'd be able to like break through
yeah.
to get to each other. So they're saying it was more like that, like a storage facility of like DNA of humans, DNA of animals and DNA so they could bring them back to life.
Sure.
And seeds of the plants and that, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that they're saying that that's really what the ark was.
But aliens were Noah. Noah was an alien. Is that the theory?
The theory is that
Giorgio calls
that in the Bible, it says that Noah did glow when he was born,
cool.
and he was also a descendant of Enoch.
Heaven, yeah.
Enoch, and Enoch also was a glowing
heaven,
humanly heavenly being.
Humanly heavenly.
So
my favorite 80s band is Humanly Heavenly.
So if, I don't know if they're glowing. They're not.
They're glowing. They're they must be world. Showing. They must be aliens.
Unless they're just really white.
When did
turn off the lights?
I don't really have a good idea of the timeline of Noah. Was he before Moses? When did that guy show up with the boat? When that boat happened?
No, it was after. It was like when everybody just started to like get in. Oh wait, no, what's the boat? You know what? I can't even.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I know there's Moses. He's got the tablets. When was he? And there's Noah. He's got the boat.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it was so long
I think of the Bible
ago.
Like Power Rangers, by the way.
Well, I learned about the guy with the I learned boat about the all this tablets. Stuff when I was so young.
Sure.
And it's something that I haven't really gone back to touch base on only for the conspiracy theories. That's the only thing that's like, ooh, this is exciting because I wasn't taught this in school.
Sure.
You know? So.
You weren't taught that aliens built them. In your Catholic school, you weren't taught that Noah was an alien?
Hmm. Well, yeah. It was just kind of like, it's okay that he was glowing and nobody talks about it.
Does it say in the Bible that he was glowing?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's like in the translation. Yeah. It's like something like that. And like Enoch. And Enoch, he came. That's why they took the book of Enoch out of the Bible. Because they were like, people won't understand this. We're just going to take this out. And it's like, no, if homeboy is traveling in like a UFO like object and it's blatant when you're reading how they're trying to describe it 2000 years ago, like they're taken out for a reason. They don't want us to overthink anything. But even like angels, like I've told you, like angels aren't these angelic beings that we thought. They're really fucking scary looking. You know, what we would think would be scary.
I think I might be even like the
glowy, beautiful.
Like I'm looking at, we have a statue of Saint Michael. That's St. Michael, right?
Yeah, that's your guy.
I love him. I just want to make sure I didn't sound like an idiot. As I said, Noah's the guy with the boat. But like, even if a guy like the traditional picture we're looking at, I'm looking at a statue of a guy who basically looks like a Roman soldier with wings. Mm-hmm. If that guy started flying out, I would be freaked out. I don't know if there's an angelic form. I guess maybe if they're actual angels, they would like fill you with warmth. Is that the thing?
Yeah, they would, and they would telepathically
say, "I'm
comfort
cool,
you.
I'm good." Yeah, mm-hmm.
You would instantly like know that they aren't a threat to you.
I'm Michael. I'm the one with the sword, not Noah with the boat. Yeah, all that stuff is. Isn't it crazy to think
the cherubs are supposed to be really fucking scary? They have like
hoofs
for
right?
feet. Yeah, like
that's kind of adorable though.
They like. I think it's the cherubs that have like a bunch of eyes. Like eyes all over. Like they're just eyes. Like there's a tool some video? Yeah, there's some angel that just has eyes like all over.
Okay.
I know.
All seeing.
It's like,
well.
Yeah, literally. Like winged, like some of the, they have more than just what you think, two wings. There's like one with like six more hands and legs. It's just,
gets wild. It's, the Bible gets
and
the Bible gets
you
wild.
Don't learn about that. No. Like you're not, you don't get to, and that's the stuff that I want to learn about. Like that if that, if those are our ancestors or somehow we're connected to these, I want to know everything. And that's why I feel like sometimes, with Greek mythology, like I wonder, like, was it real? Like, because it's so out there for us to like comprehend, but there's so much stuff in the Bible that nobody reads that everybody's just like, they don't talk about it.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's like there's brainwash.
Well, I mean, I think it's convenient. I think it's just conveniently leaving stuff out. I don't, because it doesn't fit in with the mold of, it's also the fact that some people harp on some of the no-nos in the Bible that are referenced and sometimes not even referenced well, like the do-nots of the Bible. Like people emphasize certain parts of the do-nots and then they leave out like the fact that you're not supposed to eat like fucking shellfish or something like crazy. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's conveniently left out of the discussion of the Bible because it's not conducive to like the message that is the part of the PR thing. And
true. Yeah.
It's crazy to think that, like, it's incredibly wild to think that a group of religious folks decided what edited out what was in and out of the Bible. Like,
I don't even think it was at once. I think it was like over time. They did it very methodically.
But can you get like essentially an unedited version of the Bible? Are there like, is the Book of Enoch out there to read somewhere?
I think the Vatican has it. Definitely think the Vatican has the original underneath.
I'm saying about like you go to Amazon.
You can get the Book of Enoch.
Can you?
Yeah.
Get the Book of Enoch.
But they now kind of brush it off like it wasn't really part of the Bible, but it was.
Yeah, I'm sure they're saying that a lot of times there was multiple people obviously around telling stories about Jesus at the time, and I'm sure they treated some like they weren't telling the whole truth of what Jesus said, but I don't know. It's wild. It's a wild. Hey, apparently in Cambodia, if we're going to visit Cambodia, if Japan's off the list because of the ass-eating virus, and Cambodia is now top priority, we cannot rent a car with a musical horn because the prime minister has banned them because apparently people have musical horns in Cambodia. And people just start dancing in the streets when that was like the boombox.
That sounds fun.
But they're not anymore.
Aww.
And this comes from The Guardian. The Cambodian.
That's actually, can you imagine if you had one of those? Our neighbors would fucking kill you.
Like, Caribbean Queen. Which is playing the worst
Teslas
song.
Teslas have it. There's
Send
like
in
a,
the clowns.
You can like set.
Can whatever, you set like whole songs?
To your horn. It'll start being apple bottom jeans with. It's probably not the whole song. It's probably like a small version, but you could just keep doing.
Oh, I got it. I got our friend has a Tesla. We should Tesla has a Tesla. We should hit him up to see if he's
alive. What his song is.
What his song is, or if that's a possibility. I feel like that might have been an early thing, and now they're banned from doing that. I feel like
I saw a video of it like a couple years ago.
Prime Minister Hun Manat. Fun. Has ordered a ban on musical vehicles' horns after videos posted on social media showed people dancing on roads and roadsides as passing lorries blasted rhythmic little tune. Hun Manet? I don't know. Oops. who last year took over from his father, Hun Sen, who led Cambodia for 38 years, called on the Ministry of Public Works and Transportation Police across the country to immediately take action against any vehicles whose normal horn had been replaced by a tune playing one by ripping it out and restoring the standard honking type. So they apparently they're ripping out horns in Cambodia because you can't play because people were fucking social media ruined another thing, ruined people's good
that
times.
That sucks. Yeah, I think that's too dramatic.
Hey, did you hear about the TikTok ban, by the way? That might possibly be happening.
Banned?
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like there's a TikTok ban.
Are you going to be upset?
I would have been a couple years ago because I was like really into it and my videos were doing really good. But I just getting in that algorithm, and once you're there, it's like great. But then it's like the moment, I remember we got sick for the first time with COVID and it just like threw me for a loop for 2 weeks. So then it kicked me out of the algorithms because I wasn't as consistent, because I was posting like every couple, not even every day, but I was posting at least like a couple, maybe 3-4 times a week, and was keeping my flow. But then I stopped, and then at that point it was like trying to get back in the work groove and, you know, kid back to school, all the things. And it just kind of like, you know, so I think back then I probably would have been bummed out because I'm like, oh, I'm getting a lot of attention for my business on here. But now I'm like, I can't keep up. But everybody keeps talking about it. When's it going to happen? Everybody's obsessed
with it. Well, it's passed, not to get too deep in the weeds with legislature, but it's passed the House. It, you know, it has to pass the Senate, and then it has to be signed by the president of ours. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But if it does, I don't think I give a shit. I don't think I do. I know it's like, you know, banning a social media is a weird thing to do.
You could do all the same stuff. Now they have like the same setup. YouTube's done the exact same setup. Instagram. So it's like you can easily just find all those people you followed before. Sure. And, you know, so I feel like it's okay. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. I don't have a take on it. And we were actually talking with our buddy over the last week, and about how, like, everybody's expected to have a take on something. And I don't have a take on most things these days. Like, I've lost interest on having a position on most things. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me tapped out or tuned out?
No.
Thank you. Because I feel this world makes you now feel guilty for not having a strong take on fill in the blank. Like, everybody feels like you should have, like prime example is
politics.
Israel Gaza. Everybody thinks you should have a take on that. And listen, if you have opinions about, you know, one I'm or the glad other,
that kind of has died out, though.
That has died out. The fighting hasn't the really fighting died.
But like, I was like just listening to something the other day, and I was like, I'm so glad that I was able to hear that, because, you know, I always am sad for Gaza and for Israel.
Sure, it's fucking terrible out there. It's
But like at the same time, there's a bunch of other countries fighting. There's a bunch of, and you were even just, were you just saying that there's like, what's the border? There was a border of, or was it one of my friends? Somebody was telling me there's a border, between France and somewhere, and they're constantly fighting over the border.
Oh, really?
For a little. And so when I'm hearing that, I'm like, wow, this is like an ongoing thing.
Sure.
You know, like pushing the border forward, pushing it backwards. And they're constantly doing this in other countries too. So it's like, there's always like these wars, and especially in like in the Middle East. And it's like, you know, not saying that like we shouldn't feel bad, because it's all war is horrible.
Yeah.
But it's always going on. It's not anything new.
It's always going on. And my point more to like me, one is just a fatigue from having empathy from everything going on in the world constantly. Like, we know about every single plight, and it affects me. And so maybe it's self-defense mechanism for tuning out. But also too, it's like, I was telling people that I feel like, to understand a lot of things, you have to be an expert. And I'm not an expert in the, you know, Israel-Palestine and the two-state solution and all that stuff. And for me to weigh in on it, I don't think it's fair, because I don't know enough. Yeah. I just don't. And I know that there's some simplicity stuff. You see civilians dying, you know, on both sides. And universally, I'm against civilians dying, you know, and the brutality of that, and the brutality of terrorism, the brutality of governments and stuff like that, and forceful hands and that sort of thing. But I'm not an expert. Like, I trust people who know about the things, and let them come to a decision, and hopefully they save lives and everybody ends up making better decisions. But,
and even the people that, you know, like of some people that I follow on social media have talked about it, and they'll, you know, admit like, oh, you know, like I'm from Israel, but it is corrupt here. But you're not hearing all the sides, all the stories. Like, yes, maybe we're doing this wrong, but there's other stuff going on that's being done wrong. And so it's like, it's kind of cool, like when people can take ownership of that, other than like, nope, we're right, you're wrong, you know?
Well, you have to. I mean, I constantly, like I live, like I can have some political takes on America because I live here and I think I'm pretty critical of America, but I also, it's like a country I love. And I think a country that you love, you have to be critical of. I think that's tough love. You have to have tough love for this kind of stuff. But I'm not an expert. None of us are experts in this shit. Like, so I just don't, I don't feel like I'm, any of my opinions are not valid enough to fucking weigh in on. Like, I'm an expert on fucking farts. Like, I don't, like, I'm not an expert on global policy. But anyways, that was a rant I had to get out. Sorry about that. Changing the subject, Indian YouTuber Elvish is a good name, Yadav, been arrested for allegedly supplying snake venom as a party drug. Would you take snake venom for a party?
It depends.
The influencer
is
who
it
has...
Is going to kill somebody?
I mean, you would imagine, right? Like it's a slippery slope. You're taking snake venom.
When you say snake venom, snakes use that for self-defense when they feel threatened.
Yeah.
And it is meant to...
And it murders you most of the time.
Damage and murder you. Just like the same if you were to take... Black Widow venom. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, these are...
You want to start selling that? Can we find that somewhere? I just don't know. Like,
so wait, did people take it?
Let's read on. The influencer who has 15 million YouTube subscribers was detained under the Wildlife Act, according to Indian broadcaster NDTV. A party he was at in November was raided on the suspicion that snake venom was being used as a drug by partygoers. Police launched an investigation and questioned five people on suspicion of snake smuggling who named Yadav as the alleged organizer of the parties and snake venom supply. Yadav, who won an Indian version of Big Brother, Big Boss OTT, denies... Oh, wow. He won Big Brother. Denies all the charges. NDTV reports he said he would fully cooperate with police. Nine snakes, including cobras, were recovered from the party along with 20 milliliters of snake venom, the broadcaster said. Yadav has now been remanded to 14 days of judicial custody 4 months after he was first questioned.
I have a question.
Okay. What's your question? I probably can't answer it.
How do you...
What's the best way to take snake venom? You're asking for a friend?
Yeah. How do you even... You have all these snakes...
You got a bunch of snakes. What are you going to do with them?
How do you take out their venom without harming them?
I think what you do, well, I don't know about not
harming
them.
Roll them up? Roll them up to make them spit. Yeah. They don't spit it, right? They would have to bite.
I think what they do, and this is coming from...
Bite a plastic cup.
So far on our list, we need to get a medical professional, a geopolitical expert, a snake expert. But no, I think what they do is they... basically get them riled up, and then there's essentially like a vial that they can like have a bigger vial that the vent, and there's like a little pad that the snake would bite into and release the toxin, because the snake thinks he's biting into a human or whatever, and then it would release
like
the venom into the vial,
their cage or whatever.
Fascinating.
I don't want to do it, but I'm so curious on how these assholes do it.
What wild fucker was like, you
like,
know what?
Maybe just, I'm wondering if just like a taste of it makes you hallucinate.
I get that aspect, but what wild ass motherfucker
was like, it.
I know an idea. I'm tired of cocaine and Molly mm-hmm. and ayahuasca, and I'm tired
somebody,
of
somebody, he's got mushrooms. A tip. He got a tip off of somebody that has been bit and maybe...
You think that's what it was?
Someone's and he like, probably and was like, he was probably like, I was fucking hallucinating hardcore. And so maybe he's thinking like, okay, well, what if we just do enough to not get killed or have to be hospitalized?
It's like such a dangerous fucking
it's
game.
It's a bad idea.
It's like drugs are dangerous idea. And they're fun, but they're dangerous enough, right?
Yeah.
That you could... it's fine. Just do, like, if you want to do real intense stuff, do like the ayahuasca and the DMT and all that stuff. Do that stuff. Mm-hmm. Taking venom, and I know that, like, there's, like, I know Eric Andre is a famous comedian who said he licked toads and shit like that, that mm-hmm. they're poisonous. Like, I just I think once you get to the point where you're actually sampling on venomous animals and poisonous animals, I think it's time to step back and just...
Yeah, I agree.
Walk it back a little bit. But that's crazy. I don't understand.
I feel like it's, again, like the whole social media thing. Anybody will do anything to stay relevant, to get famous, to get more followers. Like, they're willing to try fucking anything. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think it's... And I think it's people... I think it's part of the human experience of us running out of shit to do. Like, yeah. Humans are curious and they're going to try other shit. And all these other drugs, they're so old. I mean, look at all the, like, fucking cannabis is now, like, it's, you can get anywhere. So mm-hmm. that's kind of boring and fucking
pedestrian. It's scary now, too, because now it's like they're adding all this fucking man-made chemical shit to it that it's, like, not even, like... pure. Like, I've told you, like,
oh, you mean like the cannabis stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like marijuana, like when I was a teenager, like I genuinely enjoyed smoking it, but that was because it came from like freaking homegrown, like traditional weed. Like now it's like, it's every time I've smoked.
But is it really like, there's not, I know some of us probably has like, some of it probably has some chemical elements to it, but you think it's just a factor of like GMOs hitting the mm-hmm. cannabis industry and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
Like pesticides and all that shit.
I think all of that has changed the whole dynamics, and then of course adding bullshit to it to make it better. You know, I'm sure they.
But it's just different strains at this point. I don't think they add.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that they're seeding. You know, like, you know, making them have a baby, like chronic and whatever the fuck. Aww, you know,
two weed plants know. Have a baby. That's adorable.
It's just like the same with like concept with like flowers.
Sure.
Like
if you, it's, you a, know, it's the same them. As the yeah. fucking berries that you see, like they're
mm-hmm. yeah.
whatever random so, berries
but it's,
you see.
It's, I just, I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah.
But and a lot of it is like man-made stuff that, you know, people think that they sell at those like cannabis shops.
Shit.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, I guess I'll try this, you know, and I'm sure it's
but
a lot
but a lot
cheaper,
of it is,
you know.
I don't know. I think we're too tuned out of the cannabis stores. We'll take a trip. We'll take a field trip and say, well, let's take a field trip.
Oh, God. And see what
medical expert, snake expert, geopolitical expert, and cannabis expert.
How much is synthetic and how much is
that's a great question. And if you know, email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com because we don't know.
We know a few people that do already know.
Do we? I mean, because do we know? That's the thing is one of the reasons why I'm
yeah,
like, I don't know.
In the family.
Well, I know we have like, we have plenty of people who run into cannabis shops a lot. But do they really know where it's coming? Like, do we? I don't know. Most of the fucking shit that I eat comes from. Like, yeah. Are they gonna know like where it actually? Because I don't pay attention to anything right. I ingest.
Well,
in my body.
The funniest part is that like you have all these hoity-toities that shop at like Whole Foods and that shit's all fucking made in China too, and they're over here thinking like it's American, like, you know, homegrown. No, it's not.
Well, the wildest thing is I was telling someone else, the same people that I was talking about not being an expert in anything, that I think, was it, to be labeled organic, you only have to be 80% organic, like 80% free mm-hmm. of pesticides.
It's been like that for a while. It's same with like pesticides, like hair products, like vegan, like hair products. So like, you know, skincare or whatever.
You can only have 20% meat in the vegan hair products.
Literally, so you can have like really good, like, which is defeats the whole purpose because you want 100%, but they'll have like 80% and then the rest could just be shit and horrible for you.
God, just fillers.
And cause cancer. And
how much of our body is fucking fillers at this point? Just red dye number 5 and just all.
And then
all
of our water that is like just regurgitated.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Like, that's scary too because it's like we're using this unclean, clean water. Mm. Like it's like our water that we've already washed our asses with is in other people's asses. And then it's being reused, recycled, and then thrown bleach and chemicals in there to clean out all the shit that was just used in it. And it just, it keeps going with the process. And that's literally what we clean ourselves with every day.
But do you think that we should care? Because we've been, for eons, ever since the human Homo sapien took its place in the world.
They didn't shower like we do, though. That's another thing, too. Like, even in the 1920s, they showered, like, maybe once a week.
Yeah.
This whole nuance of, like, showering every day. This whole showering
craze.
Like, yeah. How dare you shower twice a day? But, yeah, they didn't used to do that.
I know.
Also, so that's another thing too. It's like,
and they also just,
why do we do that now?
They also just drank from the fucking, you know, from wherever, like their river or whatever. And that's why,
yeah,
that's why everybody in England drinks fucking booze, is because the booze was better than the water, because at least they knew it was fermented and kind of purified in that yeah. round. Like it was pure, it was better for you than the water. Like it's not that new that we're drinking our own shit and piss.
True.
In a roundabout way. Now we just care about it more because we're fucking civilized species now. Can't be doing that anymore. Crazy. So apparently I just, I got this from the IB Times. A student amputates his own leg.
Stop.
To get a $1 million insurance payout.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, to try to get an appointment.
Did he get it?
He only got 56... 1 million pound, by the way, which is more than, you know, that translates to more dollars. He only got 5,611 pounds. And he had to pay that back.
No.
So he amputated his own leg and got nothing. A 23-year-old student.
I feel bad for him, though.
I mean, why? I mean, it's a dumb mistake. He's going to have to live with a dumb mistake for his whole life. A 23-year-old student in Taiwan. He's only 23. I did a lot of dumb stuff. I might have cut off my leg at 23.
No, you would. Not on purpose. Definitely not.
A 23-year-old student in Taiwan was arrested on suspicion of insurance fraud. So he's going to go to prison, too, trying to receive a payout of 1 million pounds.
Who told on him?
Let's see if it says. Zhang, whose first name is unknown. Oh, they don't. Yeah, it sucks. Attempted to pull off a scam that involved him having his legs amputated from an alleged motorbike incident in the cold. The scheme took place during one night in Taiwan in January of 2023. Had everything played out the way that Zhang intended, he would have been able to scam his way to a large payout after getting treated for supposed frostbite injuries.
Oh my God.
So he's trying to scam them, saying, oh, I got frostbite. They got to cut him off. Once being admitted to the hospital, the amputation for the 23-year-old's leg took place below the calf area, and he was treated for fourth-degree frostbite.
So he didn't actually cut his leg off. He gave himself frostbite, and then...
He gave himself frostbite. So he had to... However, suspicions grew from the medical staff over the nature of Zhang's frostbite injury, as both legs looked symmetrical, and there was no sock or shoe marks on either of his legs. Those working at the hospital were aware of that the level of consistency across his legs was not typical of a natural frost. So did he just say, I have frostbite? They're like, oh, we're not going to check it out. Let's just cut it off.
I'm not even there. My mind is like being barefoot in the snow, one leg.
Yeah.
That my mind is like, were you on drugs? Like, how did you mentally prepare yourself for this? Like to put yourself through that kind of pain and suffering, like who are you?
But did he,
you have to be a fucking psychopath. Let me see if it says, like,
did he even give himself frostbite, or did he just say, I have frostbite, and then they cut off a leg? Because it's saying that both legs look symmetrical and there was no sock or shoe marks on either of his legs.
I thought maybe just that's literally because he went out in the snow. With just one foot. Yeah.
Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau were also wary of suspicious play when multiple life, accident, and travel insurers revealed that Zhang had taken out expensive packages a few days before his motorcycle trip. maybe plan ahead a little bit. That's like when you see those like true crime docs and they're like, the wife took out an insurance policy on her husband the day before he died. Not smart planning. It was later found by the CIB that Zhang did not suffer injuries from a motorbike trip in the cold weather, but instead from purposely placing both his feet in a bucket of dry ice for up to 10 hours. Dry ice typically has a temperature of negative 78 degrees, and direct contact with the body can lead to frostbite and damaged skin cells. So he didn't even go out in the snow, no motorbike incident. He just like, but went to your local dry ice place, bought a bucket, threw the dry ice in there, and put his legs in there for 10 hours, which is painful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you like, how did you...
I'd at least give him the 5,600 pounds for effort. Just for effort. I mean, that's commitment.
God.
One insurance firm obliged to one of Zhang's disability claims and handed him a $5,600 a month after he had his legs amputated. However, the rest of the firms did not hand Zhang any insurance money.
So he amputated both of his legs?
At least one.
Oh.
And all of the firms he took payout packages out from prior to his amputations reported him to the authorities. The money which Zhang received from the one insurer has been taken from him and he will have to pay it back, leaving him with none of the 1 million pounds he initially sought after. It was found that it was not Zhang's idea to pull off the scam in the first place. What? So he had a brilliant person. Someone's like, okay, I got a brilliant idea. We're gonna do an insurance scam, right? And they're never going to find out. We're going to get 1 million pounds out of this.
Who is the person? His parent?
I don't know, but they're like, hey, let's get this done.
Okay, that person needs to fucking go to jail
too. Do you think that person who had the idea, is his initial pitch was you're going to get it done? Or do you think they drew straws, flipped the coin? How do you tell someone, I have a brilliant idea for one and it involves you getting amputated? I'll be fine. I'm just going to sit in the corner as a grand schemer, but you get amputated, I'm going to get some of that money. How do you convince, unless it was a coin flip?
Yeah.
I don't know, let's find out.
Coin flip or family.
And that there was an accomplice who advised him to do it. 23-year-old Liao, whose name, other name is unknown, so they're trying to protect all these idiots, was printed with Zhang when the latter placed his feet into the dry ice and oversaw it the night after a motorbike trip. Liao convinced Zhang to pull off the scam after telling him that there were gangsters on the lookout for him. While investigating last November, the police found the bucket which Zhang had placed his feet in to pick up the frostbite injury. Insurance documents and a white polystyrene box for the dry ice was also found. For the Liao was arrested alongside Zhang in January this year, with both receiving charges for fraud in addition to aiding and abetting serious injury. Key part of Zhang's scheme revolved around him suggesting that his frostbites occurred on a cold night, but it was revealed by prosecutors that the weather on the night of the motorbike incident was far from freezing conditions.
Oh my God.
This Zhang guy, someone he knew convinced them that there was gangsters on the lookout for him, so he needed to fake frostbite and for insurance to get the money, but he chose to do it with dry ice on a night where it wasn't even freezing.
Stupid.
He did no research. He didn't look into like, maybe I should wear socks because then they'll like, the medical staff will realize that that's part of the frostbite or whatever. He did no research, no homework. His buddy did none of the legwork. Forgive the pun.
Literally.
That is insane.
A like, friend, but it doesn't say who? Like family member or girlfriend, wife?
It doesn't say. It says just a buddy. Just a buddy who convinced him to do this. Like that is... There's no world where I wouldn't... Someone comes up to me
with
that.
He must have some mental... I mean...
He has to be off it. Because if you were like, Chris, okay, I got an idea. We're going to commit insurance fraud. And, you know, one of us is going to have to do the frostbite. It's got to be you. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Can we have another plan, or can we both get frostbite and get 2 million pounds out of this? Why am I the only one committing this thing? Like,
I just, it's so stupid.
It's so unbelievably stupid.
In so many ways.
It's just no research done. And to believe that this is your only way out. Like, yeah. I guess if you don't have a lot of resources to commit, like, you know, I don't know, like a scamming, like a phishing operation where you scam some old lady out of her money or something. Mm-hmm. I guess this probably was seen by this person as like a quick fix. Like, oh, you know what? I need 1 million pounds quick. How do I do it? Insurance fraud. But even if you get your legs, are insurance companies paying of 1 million pounds if you get your legs? Like if it were an accident, legitimate accident.
Well, you know what's fucked up is that, like, you know, I have a friend.
How much is a leg worth, I guess is my question.
Well, I have my friend that, you know, had cancer and had to have her leg amputated. And I'm like, she had to fucking pay for that. That's
it's reverse.
That's what's shitty. Like, she's the one.
That might also be a factor of the American health system. Oh, speaking of criticizing America.
Like.
But, yeah, I don't know. That is wild. Like, I don't know how you lose a leg and say insurance pay me $1 million. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know.
Because you have people on disability who are in paychecks a month because they have, you know, lost limbs and they can't work or whatever.
Right.
But it's not in the tune of $1 million, like, single payout.
Right.
And this is not even one, this is 1 million pounds. So it's, you know, almost double that. It's 2 million bucks in USD. I don't know. I mean, if we commit this, babes, if we commit this right... We can move to Taiwan.
I mean, you have to probably be a citizen. They're not going to be like,
just
garlic chopped off.
As ill advised. Like, we take a trip to Taiwan. I don't do any research. I say frostbite. It's the middle of the summer. Like,
I pray to God I never lose a limb, and neither do you. And there's no way. There's no way I would ever. Ever.
If I were a willing participant, right? I was like, let's do this. Let's get this done. Let's lob it off.
I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't do it.
There's no amount that, I mean, if I were to say I'm okay with that, how much is the annoyance fee of like having like me like not have a limb? What's the upcharge?
Nothing, right? Think about that. Stop.
I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. No. Saying my buddy saying.
No. $1 million is not enough.
And it's just
for sure.
And it's one of those things too for this person. Like, you not only got arrested for, like, if you get arrested for tax fraud, right? You're like, oh, that sucks. But I'm in prison with both my limbs, you know, both my legs, both my arms. I have everything there. Not only did he get no money, criminal charges, but he's also sitting in prison without a limb, at least one. It doesn't say one or two got chopped off, but he's also living with that. Like, not just the I'm in prison, like, I fucked up.
He literally lost literally more than he gained. He lost mobility.
He cut off more than he could chew.
Literally. Like that's, I think, it's like, it would be kind of a cool story to be like, this is what I did.
Check
I mean,
this out.
But even still, like, say that was like one of our buddies. I feel like you had a friend that would probably do fucking something stupid like that if he could have get away with it, you know? Like, bragging about it, I'd be like, it just seems like it's more of a hassle for like day-to-day life.
Do you think he makes up stories? So I don't think he'll be in prison for a good amount of time because it's insurance fraud. It's got to be... maybe a couple years or whatever. I don't know what insurance fraud charges Trump up to. But do you think after he gets out, he tells the truth, or do you think he makes up a story? Does he stick with this story from the insurance fraud, saying I was in a motorbike accident?
I mean, he's probably all, if you heard about this story here, I mean, he's probably all over the news over there.
But do you think he's
people will put it together when they see the guy without the
leg. You're that guy. You're the frostbite guy.
They'll be wondering, you know, is that him? He's a young guy. Why is he missing a limb, you know? I would, if it was me, I would lie and say I had cancer.
You wouldn't? It's a very interesting story.
I would
story.
Be like, I had to have my leg chopped off because I have cancer.
But it's a very interesting story. Like, even if it's a dumb, I was 23 story, like 10 years later, like, look what I did that wasn't this dumb. Kind of makes you an interesting person at a party.
No, I would be like so weirded out and be like, I need to get away. Who's friends with this guy? Why is he here? Who invited
this guy? And why is he telling me about this on the onset? Like, hey, yeah. Want to hear a story?
No.
The poor guy, he's just gonna have to buck it up eventually. Hopefully he'll walk it off. This has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. You can follow us on all the social medias, maybe not on TikTok in the near future, but who knows, on at Extra Normal Podcast. You can also email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com for any questions. If you're a medical professional, a snake expert, a cannabis expert, a frostbite expert, or whatever it may be, we're looking for all the experts. Thank you so much for listening.